found that the levels are really quite quiet there when nothing's going on. And then when the helicopters operate, they get louder, and then they last for sometimes quite a few minutes.
That's Paul Dunholter, a co-author of the NOI study. He says the study's purpose was to simply document and quantify noise levels at and around the Mile 26 heliport.
That would be how loud is it, how long do you hear it, and then if you did a cumulative level of how much exposure is it throughout the day, what would that be?
Results from noise studies are usually made meaningful by relating them to existing standards or regulations, as the report points out. But there aren't any local noise standards in Haines or even the state. That could change in the future.
The issue of noise and helicopter noise had been a subject of concern within the borough for years, but there hadn't been official readings taken. There were different people that had different perspectives on it. The rationale for doing this was to, at this point, get some objective data.
That's Haines Borough Manager Dave Sosa. He says the final cost of the noise study was $41,300. The Borough Assembly voted unanimously last year to authorize the study, and he says it was not the threat of an ongoing lawsuit that prompted it.
But initially, there was no litigation. It was, we've got this opportunity, let's do a noise study, and then the litigation happened, so it kind of put the brakes on things for a while.
The litigation started after Big Sam Adventures asked for a permit to use its property off of Chilkat Lake Road as a heliport. The company is affiliated with Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures, which takes visitors on heliskiing trips. Company President Scott Sundberg has said that he plans on eventually building a winter sports village and eco-lodge on the site. After the assembly granted Sundberg a one-year conditional use permit to build a heliport on the yet undeveloped property, Chilkat Lake Road resident Jessica Placia appealed the decision in court. Placia and Sosa say they are still waiting for a decision in the case. As for the noise study, Placia calls it fundamentally flawed, and she's worried that borough administrators will establish local noise regulations based on what she considers an inaccurate and misleading study.
I think the borough intends to try to use this noise study to justify noise regulations, and I think citizens need to be concerned that there could be heliports in their neighborhoods that wouldn't qualify in any other municipality that has noise regulations.
The study's results say that the measured average levels at three monitoring sites outside the helipad itself were generally below the limit of what would be acceptable for a residential neighborhood next to an airport, according to the Federal Aviation Administration.
What we call the ambient noise levels there are low, as you would expect. And when you introduce a helicopter flyover, it's going to be a loud event. And there's no question that people will hear it. Now, one of the problems we run into is that people are affected by noise levels many different ways.
That was Rick Dunkelberg. He's with Mead and Hunt, the firm hired by the borough to provide the study. The study itself was done by a subcontractor, BridgeNet International, which has also conducted noise studies on Juneau's sightseeing helicopter industry. The study's authors use standard noise measurements established by the FAA. One is called A-weighting. It's used to mimic how the human ear hears loudness or sound pressure. Critics of the study say that since A-weighting favors high-frequency noise, it's not a valid way to measure helicopter sound, which tends towards the lower frequencies. But aviation noise experts say A-weighting is the only logical way of assessing helicopter noise at this time. Some governmental organizations have recognized that it may not be adequate. Dr. Paul Schomer was one of the authors of a helicopter noise study prepared by the FAA for Congress in 2004. Schomer says that while the metrics used in the Haines study were adequate, they don't present a complete picture.
Vibration and rattle is definitely not assessed with A-weighting. One that causes rattle, there's a big increase in annoyance. In studies we did, it's equivalent to 10 to 20 dB shift. That's huge.
Borough Manager Sosa says the study's parameters were decided by the assembly.
No one ever really brought up doing vibration study, but my sense is that would have required more equipment, and I would assume more expense would have been involved as well.
Besides criticizing the methodology of the study, many of the public comments included in the final draft say it was a waste of money. Even the owner of the heliport, Scott Sundberg, says he initially didn't see the need for it.
I didn't think it was necessary, but at this point I can see that it was.
Sundberg says after the assembly's had a chance to review the study, he will likely resubmit his application to keep operating at the 26-mile heliport. from February 1st to May 3rd of 2016. SOSA says the study was necessary and will be used by the Planning Commission, quote, as they study options.
How do we determine what happens someplace? That's what zoning is about. So even though there are houses there, it's not zoned residential. That's a general use area.
Administrators say 26 Mile residents have never asked for their neighborhood to be rezoned from general use to residential. To do so, 51% of area landowners would need to sign a petition to the Planning Commission requesting it. Although many residents there have spoken out against the heliport, not everyone feels that way. Here is Eagle Bluff Drive resident Joy Paquette.
I have no qualms with the heliport there, none at all. No, I have no problem with it. I just think the money was wasted on the study because common sense says that helicopters are allowed on takeoff and landing. But when I hear them, I hear money.
SOSA says contractors from BridgeNet will brief the Assembly and the public on the noise study at an upcoming meeting. The full study can be found at HaynesAlaska.gov. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Greta Mart.